to wait 7 days is a minor act of endurance. Their bellies are full, and they are well rested. Let it begin. Let it begin. Prepare yourself.
WFOD
begins now.
Send. Oh, hello there. My name is John McAfee. I'm the founder of the McAfee Antivirus Software Company. Although I've had nothing to do with this company for over 15 years, I still get volumes of mail asking, how do I uninstall this software? I have no idea.
Contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. I'm Mike. Matt is here as well. Hello, Matt.
Hello.
Hello.
Guys, Drunkard STL is here as well. Hello, Drunk.
So what's it like to be St. Louis famous?
And guys, the king of pranks, the albino alligator, popcorn bitch, Coach T, Jaguar Impressive.
Man of Spice,
Mr. Travis Hulse, everyone.
Yeah, baby. My protections are out of date.
Guys, we have one hell of a program for you this week. Coming up after the break, we're going to be talking to John McAfee.
McAfee.
Guys, if you're unfamiliar with John McAfee, you need to do a deep dive, like, now. Because
right meow,
he's
quite the character.
He's pretty awesome, Matt. Me and Matt talked to John, I don't want to spoil anything. I do have a clip that I want to play for you guys to whet your appetite. Whet it, Matt. This is John McAfee. His advice on how to live 100 years.
Oh, good.
Coffee. 4 cups a day. Minimum.
Travis, John McAfee is awesome.
You know what that sounds like? It sounds like he spends a good portion of his day on the toilet.
Maybe.
I drink one Dunkin' and I'm on the can for 15 minutes, so...
So, Matt, what do you think about this Kim Jong-un?
Who?
Kim Jong-un. He's missing, Matt.
He's missing? Are you talking about Little Rocket Man?
Yeah, they haven't seen him in a while, Travis.
What?
Apparently, I think that he had like a stent put in, like they did open heart surgery on him. And there's reports coming out that says he might be dead. But then other people say...
I've not heard anything about this.
Other people.
I feel like there was a picture that they just released from North Korea, and it had a couple of military guys like really close to his sides, and they put a picture of the VHS box art of Weekend at Bernie's side by side with that, and it looked eerily similar.
Is that real, Travis?
Yeah.
So they're just propping him up and like, hey, he's fine.
It looked like they're propping him up. He's got sunglasses on, just like Bernie.
I think he's dead, and I think that they just don't want anybody to know that he's dead because, you know, he's a god. He can't die.
That's right? Dear Leader, baby.
What are they going to do? Are all those people?
Well, apparently, he's got like a brother that's like all westernized. He lives in Germany and whatnot.
That's exactly what they're going to do. The same thing they did with Tom Hanks. Right. They're going to get Chet John Un, and they're gonna deep fake videos, and they're going to have him do the voice of Woody, and he will take over as Dear Leader of North Korea.
So let's pretend like it is fake and that he's not dead. It's such a crazy rumor to have started that he had to have surgery, a stent put in, and that the guy was nervous about putting the stent in because he's never worked on somebody so obese before, and that he botched the surgery. Like, that's a ridiculous rumor.
If you were doing surgery on Kim Jong-un, you know that even if you opened him up, if it didn't like scab over correctly and he had too big of a scar, that he was going to be put out to pasture and fucking shot in the head.
Oh, yeah.
There's no winning to operate on Kim Jong-un.
Of course. Yeah, exactly. Like, you are not going to win that procedure, and you're going to die immediately after, because if what they say is true, like all those claims that his body's so perfect, he wouldn't need surgery, so they would kill anybody that had any evidence.
Oh, yeah, he could never tell anyone that he did it.
Yeah, because he's not going to need surgery ever in his life.
He doesn't have a butthole.
Yeah, he doesn't poop, that's right.
No, I think that he has a butthole, Mike, and I think that he has a penis. I think that his body is so perfectly attuned that he doesn't need to poop or pee.
Do you remember when they had the Olympics and he went and like they brought a toilet for him to shit in while he was there, and then like he brought all his shit back because
he didn't want to leave any DNA behind?
Yeah, he didn't want anybody to get his poops, so he collected them all in a bag.
Yeah,
like taking your dog for a walk.
So the North Koreans knew what it was like to have a psychopath running their country long before we did.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, good one, Travis.
I did it. Politics, baby.
Yep. Old fucking libtard Travy McGillicuddy.
Libtard McGillicuddy.
Oh, you're bringing your goddamn agenda in here, Travis.
Special snowflake.
Travis, I'll tell you what. For the most part, I kind of play middle of the road, and like when people are all like, oh, fucking Trump, you know, like I can usually see what's like where the exaggeration is. But
of course,
like all this stuff about like him saying that that you should drink bleach. Like, Travis, I watched the clip, and I mean, that's exactly what he said, Travis.
Don't worry. No, he was being sarcastic. Don't you worry about it.
He just straight up said, yeah, guys, you should drink some disinfectant and
clean it out in a minute.
Shine a light up your ass. That's fucking exactly what he said, Travis.
Oh, no, no.
And then he was like, I didn't mean it.
Like, yeah, I didn't mean it that way, guys.
What do you mean you didn't mean it? It's not a time to joke.
I'm going to tell you. The industry that I'm in, we're a pharmacy, so we're always shipping meds out. And the craziest fucking things that we have to deal with is in the media, anytime somebody says, oh, hey, that hydrochloroquine, Trump is like, you guys should definitely take it because it shows that it helps. And then every fucking one of our customers is trying to order hydrochloroquine in droves.
Oh, like, they're stocking up on it.
Yeah. And it's like, now they stopped the study. Like, oh, we're not going to do it because guess what? Hydrochloroquine actually is hurting people if they take it.
Well, see, and when that person, like the day after he said, oh, yeah, this is good, you should take it, and then somebody died and they were like, oh, he's got blood on his hands, he told this guy to take it. The guy drank like fucking aquarium cleaner or something. So that guy's just fucking stupid. And I mean, like, Trump shouldn't have said it and it was stupid. But at the same time, like, you know, if I tell you to drink hydrochloroquine and you drink aquarium cleaner. I mean, that's not on me. That's look, you being
I'd say, listen, all these people who are getting on Trump's ass for making all these claims or whatever, it's just shrinking his base. So let them drink bleach and inject whatever they want. It's not
I'm
that
pretty
big
sure that's his way of weeding out the dummies. So
yeah. I don't think it's his way of weeding out the dummies.
But that's what's happening.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you what, Travis, I'm all in on McAfee because he's running for president, or I'm all in on Jesse Ventura, because how fucking fun would that be?
Oh, I saw that he was joking about running for president or whatever.
Travis,
let's do that.
If we've had fun with Trump, just wait till Jesse the Body Ventura is in there.
Mr. That sounds conspiracy master.
Awesome. So, guys, what we're going to do, we're going to talk to John McAfee. And Travis, when this is all said and done, I'm going to peel back the curtain. I'm going to tell you the story behind the story.
WFOD! Nervous man of considerable wealth. You know Epstein didn't kill himself.
Hi, I'm Drunk, and I have DirecTV. And I'm better than you, Drunk, and I have cable. With DirecTV, if you tune in late to a show, you can just restart it from the beginning. I'm typically not worried about getting home to see TV because I have friends and enjoy being outside. With DirecTV, even if I don't get home in time, I just restart the show. If I don't get home in time, I read a book or find my center, because I'm balanced and I'm not a slave to the television. Don't be like, wait, yeah, be like this me. Too many goddamn people plop their fat asses in front of TV and consume, don't
upgrade to DirecTV, 1-800-DIRECTV.
Listener, there's things you need to know.
Online and on your mobile device.
This is Strange Label.
Genius! Yeah, Coin Bros. Let your gang. Hey, yo, John, how the hell I get this damn antivirus off my PC, dog? What you know about the streets? What you know about Belize? What you know about faking your own heart attack just to ditch the police? Cardiac. What you know about privacy? I got a bad bitch on side of me. Janice. I got the FBI eyeing me. See you. All of these hackers are trying me. Trying to get them a peek. Trying to get all on my Twitter for that coin of the week. I got China trying to ban every time that I speak. And now we got Trump. Bet you wish you voted for me. Yeah. I got an arsenal. A bunch of big guns, drugs, and some cars to pull. Cars, hoes with the crypto paid in full. A bunch of hating motherfuckers writing articles about
McAfee. John. McAfee. John. McAfee, John.
Don't fuck with my dogs, don't fuck with my dogs. Woo! Crypto flipping. Woo! In the lab just mixing. Woo! You gon' see my vision, got hoes shooting at me and they just keep missing.
McAfee, John. McAfee, John. McAfee.
Guys, welcome back. Our guest tonight is a Entre Preneur, a cryptocurrency expert, and currently running for president of these United States. The great John McAfee is on the program.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Matt?
I'm doing okay. I'm a little worried about Kim Jong-un.
Are you worried about him, Matt?
Worried? I don't know him. I mean, I would worry about my daughter if she were missing this long. But
I'm worried about the guy.
I'm not remotely worried. All the missing people in the world, I mean, there are about 10,000 people a day go missing. I can't worry about them all.
Do you think that Kim Jong-un is dead, or do you think he's alive at his summer home?
I have no clue. I mean, all I have is information from the media, which is no information at all, my friend. Yeah. I don't know him personally. If I did, I could call him and ask him how he was. But other than that, I don't have a clue, and neither do you nor anybody. Now, maybe the CIA knows, but they didn't tell me. So
it's fun
I don't
to speculate, though.
For me, I mean, life is difficult enough with reality. Speculation has no place in my life.
Are you not running for president anymore? You don't
want to? Of course I am. I've teamed up with Adam Kokesh. Of course, we just did a debate last night or the night before. And Yeah, of course I'm running for president. Why wouldn't I be?
Oh, I thought that. Okay, so you are running for president, but you don't want to be president. No, nobody. Why would you want to be president, right?
Well, nobody wants to be president. I ran in 2016 and didn't want to be, but I came in third for nomination. So, no, I'm just running. I don't want to be president. Who would want to be president? President got no power. They have a thousand strings attached to them. They're just puppets. If I wanted to be a puppet, I'd, marry a Japanese woman who turns men into puppets, but no.
You're offering to do a bunch of podcasts, and I assume that, is that because cable news and stuff is not...
I stopped doing mainstream media in February of last year.
Was there a tipping point? Was there a reason that you...
No, it's just worthless. I mean, I've been on CNN, at least 25 times, and Fox, and CNBC, and RT at least 50 times. It doesn't do any good. I mean, you've got 3 to 5 minutes to try to get a point across, and basically all you're doing is bantering with the commentator whose agenda is to become the focal point for the news. And I've refused to do any mainstream media interviews since then. And the nice thing is, in podcasts, for example, we're just sitting here chatting. We don't have a 5-minute time limit. Although I did on Neil Cavuto's show in 2013. I was scheduled for 3 minutes. I was on for 22. And that's because we were just fucking. So Janice and I were. Anyway, that's a different story. So no, I just don't do mainstream media. And podcasts, I think, are the future of media, because people can get a better idea who the person is that's talking.
Yeah.
Without an agenda that the podcaster has, like, I want to be the god of podcasting. Like, Jesus Christ, Fox News, they're women commentators wearing leather low-cut blouses, leather, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Is that news? I mean, is that?
No, I mean, it's a visual medium, John.
Yes, it is. But I mean, isn't the point to get information in the news, not to glorify the people who are asking questions and trying to make themselves important by asking tough ones that you can't answer? Never worked on me. You can't ask me a question I can't answer. But yeah, it's nonsense. And you can learn nothing on the media. And I realized that. And I go, why the fuck am I on the mainstream media all the time? If you can learn nothing from it, am I not just masturbating?
Have you considered starting your own podcast, the John McAfee podcast?
Oh, God, no. That sounds like work to me.
You got it pretty set up here. Like, you just go onto the podcast that you want to go on to and talk, and you don't have to really
do any work. I basically push a button, and when I'm finished, I push the link. Fuck no, I don't want to do any work.
Hey, John, when was the last time you had McDonald's?
Fuck me, too goddamn long. did they have McDonald's in Cuba, honey? No, see, I didn't have Cuba.
They have McDonald's everywhere.
We
didn't probably
see that. We never got to see the Dominican Republic. We were arrested as soon as we got there. We didn't get to see anything except the jail.
Like, as soon as you got there, you got arrested?
I've been arrested more times than I can count, in more countries than I can count, my friend. Last time was just in this last July in the Dominican Republic with Janice and my whole staff. You don't know that story?
Which country, their jail has the best food?
You know, most countries, if your family doesn't bring you food in jail, you starve. Guatemala is one of those, by the way. I was in a Guatemala prison for a month and a half. That was not fun. But better than Dominican Republic. The best food, it has to be America, but it's the worst jail. Yeah. America's are the worst fucking jails on the planet. They're sterile. They're boring. The best jails on the fucking planet are in Mexico. God damn.
Mexican jail is the best?
Oh, fuck. Yes. I've only been jailed 3 times in Mexico, but I've never had a bad jail experience in Mexico. Police is a horror. You do not want to get arrested in police. Guatemala's middle of the road. It's neither of the top nor the bottom. You can get food, at least. You can't get food in a police jail. You got to get fed by your family or you starve. Literally, people, you starve.
How long were you in the police jail for?
For like 2 days. No big deal.
2 days.
Oh, okay. I was arrested twice. So 2 days, 2 days plus 2 days, 4 days. It was nothing.
Yeah.
Guatemala, 45 days. That was not fun. I'll be honest with you right now. Mexico, I've been in jails in every city in Mexico. The best jail in Mexico is Puerto Vallarta, which is the richest town in Mexico and frequented mostly by just Americans who own all those multi-hundred-million-dollar mansions on the cliff overlooking the Pacific. Yeah. In fact, Puerto Vallarta was made famous by that movie with Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor. Fuck me, I can't remember the name of it. Awesome goddamn movie. But yeah, no, that was, trust me, if you want to get arrested, fly to I guess, Guadalajara would be the closest airport. And it's only 200 miles down the coast, and get into a bar fight just to experience it. You only do 1 night in jail, 2 if you break somebody's nose. And you will have the jail experience of a fucking lifetime.
But I feel like you are in a unique experience to know that other jails are worse. I mean, like, jail's still, it's still not great. I mean, you almost spoke about it, like, romantically.
Well, dude, if you can't make the best of even a Dominican, listen, Jan Slattery in jail in the Dominican Republic, I was laughing my fucking head off all the time while we were in jail. I mean, it was a horrific, worst jail. Trust me, there is no worst jail in the world. There's no glass in the windows, just iron rusted bars. The heat, over 100 degrees, the humidity, 100%. Mosquitoes flying in clouds that think you can't goddamn see them. No running water, cold floors, nothing. People absolutely fucked. But I was laughing my ass off having fun. I mean, for example, we got in late. I was in the boys' jail with, let's see, me, Julio, Steve, Robert, Captain. What's Captain's name? Captain of the boat.
I don't know.
I can't remember his name. Isn't that strange? Our boat captain. I can't remember his name. Captain Richards.
Richards.
Yeah. Right. So 5 or 6 of us. And so we're getting into what is called a bed. Okay. There's only 2 mattresses. The rest were just the spring steel wire, but far better than sleeping on the goddamn concrete floor where the rats will eat your balls. So I took one of those. So Coolio, our Haitian deckhand, gets ready for bed, takes his pants off, and he's got Mickey Mouse underpants on. So first of all, I laugh my ass off. Then I go, Coolio, I never really noticed how cute you were before. So that everybody in the fucking jail just started laughing their ass off. So I just had fun all night long. You have to have fun where you are. But let me tell you, you want real fun. Mexican jails, like, you got 14 people in a cell. It's only 15 by 15. You have to take turns sleeping. You know, if you work it out with whatever. There's no muscle. There's no, you know, everybody shares. For those that do not have families bringing them food, you eat the goddamn hot dogs, which is really good. Sometimes a stale piece of cheese, but who cares? The ones that get the food, their families always bring them extra. Why? You're in jail. You got friends. You got to feed them. So you're getting good food constantly. Homemade tortillas, burritos, you know, oh, and booze. You want booze, you can get booze. If you want pussy, you can get pussy. If you got money in jail, so like in Guatemala, and the jails in Guatemala. It's kind of tragic, but that's
Matt,
all I
Matt
mean,
I'm right. Not going to lie. This sounds pretty great.
I know.
John's selling us on this.
I want a vacation at a
jail thing.
Of course it is. It's one of the best vacations on the planet, and certainly a good way to learn Spanish or whatever language you'd like to learn.
Where'd you learn Spanish at, Mike? Oh, you went to a Mexican jail. Oh, cool.
Well, quite frankly, that's where it began, yes. They don't speak English in Mexican jails, I promise you this.
Well, John, I can't not ask you about all the stuff going on, I imagine, like the coronavirus and all that. Is Bill Gates trying? Have you ever met Bill Gates? Is he trying to thin us out? Is that what he's doing? Did you get that vibe from him?
Once, and I don't have a clue. I met him, spent maybe half an hour with him, and that was back in 1985. the most boring man on the planet. So I have a clue. I don't know.
So he seemed boring? He didn't seem like a...
From the mainstream media, which is nothing. So I know nothing about the man. I know nothing about what he's doing. I do know this. He was the head of one of the largest companies in the world. You know that whatever is said in the media is not true. Can't be.
Oh, sure.
I mean, how do you think large companies survive? Utter secrecy and disinformation. When Apple comes out with a brand new product, do you think they just tell people, you know, lies, you fair, if they're at a bar, oh, I'm working on it. No, fuck no. If you divulge that, you are fired. If you're lucky, if you're with a big Chinese or Japanese corporation, you're killed. Please. So whatever Bill says, or whatever is said about Bill, it can't be true, people. Please use your fucking heads. So, yeah, I'm in the dark. I know nothing whatsoever about the man. 1.5 hour doesn't tell me anything. I mean, good God. People think you know somebody because you see them on television or the news says something. You got to wake up, people.
Yeah.
You know nothing. Because if the person doing something truly important, you're the last person in the world who's going to know. And so is the press. So I don't know. And you don't. And why should we speculate about an absolute black hole? All I know is that the coronavirus is less deadly than the flu by a factor of 5. Look at the numbers, people. Now, what's going to happen in the middle of May is going to be gone. Why? It's seasonal, like the flu. And people are going to say, ah, lockdown worked. Thank God 70% of the world refused, including first world countries like Japan, Sweden. They refused, going, are you insane? We're not doing it. Japan, which refused to lock down, has had, in a country of 123 million people, 900 deaths. New York has had 250 times the death rate of Tokyo. And Tokyo has not been locked down. And people go, oh, well, the Japanese, they don't touch each other. Are you insane? Have you ever been on a goddamn Japanese subway? I have.
Well, yeah, I mean, if I know one thing about Tokyo is those people are touching each other. They're packed in. Like,
that's all you do is touch. You can't walk down the street without touching 100 people per block.
Yeah, I mean, they're not affectionate people, I don't think.
So anyway, so there's something wrong when the death rate in New York City is 250 times the death rate in Japan. Plus, I counted up the population and the deaths in the top 10 largest cities in the world, starting with Tokyo, Mumbai, Sao Paulo, Mexico City, New Delhi, on and on. The total deaths in the top 10 cities, and New York is not in the top 10 cities by population, not by fucking long shot. Total deaths, 938. New York has a population of 8 million. Total deaths, 12,000. 200 times the world average for the 10 largest cities, 200 times the rate of death. Do you understand? I'm a statistician. The impossibility of those numbers. Well, how'd they come about? It's very easy. The government pays hospitals $39,000 for every patient diagnosed that they put on a respirator. That's why people want respirators. A respirator is worth $39,000 per patient, for fuck's sake. If you don't put them on a respirator, you only get $13,000. For what? For diagnosing it as coronavirus. You think I'm joking? God damn it. Research it, people.
You say Medicare is paying that? Who's paying
that? Yes, Medicare's paying this.
Duh. Oh.
No, you only pay for a regular patient, $3,000. Coronavirus, if you take, let's say, this person's either got the flu or coronavirus, or he's got pneumonia. No, he's got coronavirus. Why? That's what the CDC says. If you're unsure, it's coronavirus. Or if you test it and it is coronavirus, but you're unsure of the death, like if I get hit by a fucking bus, go into the hospital and survive for a week and have the virus, and by the way, 99% of all infected people have no symptoms, then the man died from coronavirus, complicated by being run over by a bus. No, I'm telling you the truth. That's why New York has a death rate 200 times greater.
It's just the new hotness and they're taking advantage of it. Because, I mean, it is a real thing, but it's like a real thing.
So is the flu.
Right.
So is diarrhea. Why don't you people look up numbers? How many people do you think die from pathogenic diarrhea? Meaning you get it from touching somebody who has a pathogenic gut virus. How many do you think die a year of that?
It better not be too much, John. How much is it?
It's 20 times as many people have died from the coronavirus. 3 million fucking people. Look that up. 3 million from diarrhea, for God's sake. Passed by touching people. Well, if we're gonna lock down, then God damn it, let's lock down for diarrhea, because that's a deadlier disease than coronavirus. Please, people, use the goddamn numbers. What do you think 200,000 people actually means in terms of percentage of population? Keep in mind, 7.8 billion people on the fucking planet. That means two people per 100,000 people in the world. Two out of 100,000 are going to die from this virus. Five out of 100,000 die from falling off a fucking ladder, people.
So is it just a motive to have a whole bunch of money disappear? Is that the idea?
No, it's a motive to take our freedoms away, people.
Oh, yeah.
It's already been taken away for me and most of America. Why, you're locked in your goddamn houses. You're under martial law. They don't call it that. No, it's just quarantine. No, you know what quarantine is? You take sick people and you quarantine them for the rest of the population so they don't infect you. Quarantine isn't taking well people and keeping them away from each other. Do you understand the insanity of this, people? Look at what happened in America. It passed a $2 trillion bailout for something that's one-tenth as deadly as diarrhea. And within it, look at the laws. Can't you guys, people, nobody reads. You read the news and the news tells you jack shit. But why don't you read the bill that was passed? It gives, among other things, the FBI the right in an emergency, if emergency is declared either by the president or by Congress, the right to detain anyone without a court order and detain them indefinitely, 100 years if necessary. Now, does that sound like democracy to you people? Read it. It's a horror. You have lost through the coronavirus every single one of the rights and freedoms granted to you by the United States Constitution, and so have all the people in Europe. The only country in Europe who said fuck you is Sweden. They're out partying. They've only lost 2,000 people out of 10 million population. Good God. It's nothing.
So did Sweden lock down and then unlock down, or they never did?
They never locked down. They're a sane government. They said you people are insane. Look at the numbers. We're not locking down. Sweden is far north. Sweden loses 22,000 people every fucking year from the flu. They've only lost 2,000 in the same period of time from the coronavirus. It is a nothing, people. It is a weak, non-lethal. Yeah, it's killed 200,000 people. That's 2 out of 100,000.
It's a bummer.
What do you mean it's a bummer? The flu's a bummer. Yeah,
they're all a bummer. Yeah, for sure.
It's less of a bummer than the flu, for fuck's sake. Have you ever had the flu? It ain't fun.
No.
Does that mean we lock down because, oh, I don't want to be bedridden for a goddamn week? Please wake the fuck up, children. Do you understand how childish that thought is?
How do we get it back, though? Is it gone?
You don't. You've lost it because people believe what they're told rather than using their heads, people, like it was meant to be used for rational consideration of reality. I mean, good God, if you can count, you will know instantly. This isn't a problem. If you are going to lock down for this, and you have to lock down for diarrhea, the flu, and the common cold, because the common cold has killed more people in the same goddamn time than the coronavirus. Do you understand what the news has done? Oh, staggering numbers, 250,000 people. Sounds staggering, doesn't it? Until you realize the population of the world is 7.8 billion.
Yeah.
Doctors, when they assess the danger of a disease, a virus, or any bacteria, or any pathological infection, they don't say numbers. That's nonsense. They say deaths per 100,000. The flu, for example, kills approximately 15 people per 100,000 every year. Coronavirus kills 2 out of 100,000. And yet the coronavirus is the problem? Oh, fuck me. Children, use your goddamn heads. Wake the fuck up. And that's my sermon for the day. I'm now going to lick the salt between my thumb and forefinger, take a swig of tequila, and bite the lime. Excuse me for 1 second. Ah, well, all right then.
Johnny, are you still a yoga guy?
Yoga?
Yoga.
No, I'm 74.
You don't do the yoga anymore? You done with that? No, you're 74, but you look like a much younger man.
Well, yeah, the reason I look like it is because when I got to my early 50s, my body said, dude, you got to understand, you're like the 58 Corvette that Janice now owns. You take it out of the garage twice a week. You drive it 200 yards, turn it around, and put it back in. You don't drive it to Miami or to the grocery store. You would kill it. My body said, I am the same. I get out of bed. I walk to the sofa. I sit down. At the end of the day, I get up from the sofa and walk to bed. That's my goddamn exercise.
That's it?
That's it, people. Otherwise, I'd be dead. Do you understand? It is exercise that kills you after a certain age. Now, doctors and all the people who sell exercise gear and yoga instructors and people who make money from exercise will tell you a different goddamn story. But why don't you listen to your body instead of your mind when it comes to health? Because your mind will never keep you alive.
So do you just get into your later years like with a good core so that you're ready for it?
Ready for what, death?
Well, ready for your later not working out years.
Just do what my body wants. For example, I drink, I don't know, some days a quart, sometimes 2 quarts of either tequila or scotch or vodka. I take drugs. I sleep a few hours a night. Certainly it's not regular and not much. I don't like sleep. I do all the things that people, doctors and specialists say you shouldn't do. But I'm a healthy motherfucker.
Why do you not like sleep?
I'm too fucking busy. Why should I waste? Listen, I'm 74. My exit door is just over the goddamn horizon. You think I'm going to waste an hour sleeping when I can be living? So you do understand that as people get older, they need less sleep. My grandfather, the last 10 years of his life, never slept for a second.
Wow.
Never. I understand that.
You got too much stuff to do.
I will be a happy motherfucker. I don't like sleep. Well, who would like sleep, for fuck's sake? You don't like living? You don't like activity? You don't like seeing the world, wondering and questioning about the adventure that might come in the next second? Fuck me, no. Why do people sleep? It's stupid. That's just my point.
That's my opinion.
I do not insist upon it. But most of my life, I have slept way less than anyone else. When I started McAfee, I worked 7 days a week, 18 hours a day, 18, which left 6 hours for sleep, which I didn't sleep because I had a wife. I like sex. I like to go out and enjoy myself. So during that, I don't know, 3 years of building that company from nothing into a $7 billion company, I slept maybe an hour a day for 3 years. And I reluctantly did it. I hated it when I got too tired to stay awake anymore. And so I would put my head on my desk, sleep for 20 minutes. An engineer would come in and wake me up. And that would be it for the day. I mean, that would be the sleep for that 24-hour period. Listen, do not listen to logic when it comes to health. Listen to your body. Your body knows what it wants. Now, people go, how does your liver survive? Well, very simple. I mean, I've been taking milk thistle ever since I was 22, ever since I started drinking a gallon or 2 quarts a day of whiskey. NAC was invented, or its precursor, in 71. I've been taking NAC since then. I mean, listen, you cannot kill your liver if you take daily milk thistle and NAC. I mean, you can drink 5 gallons of vodka every morning before lunch. You're not going to get liver disease before. It's not possible.
John, I'm writing this down. At some points
in my life, I smoked 3 to 4 packs a day. Why? My body said it's okay. That's what it did. And I did that, people, for 58 years. 58 years. Now, if smoking itself is bad for you, I should have disappeared a long time ago. Everybody's body is different. Listen to yours. Stop listening to doctors, to nutritionists and to other people who have a logical reason for doing something. Well, you have to have enough niacin. You need exactly 23 milligrams of niacin a day. And you have to have vitamin D, which you only get by having truly, and this is that part is true, by the way. You cannot get vitamin D through supplements. Do not try. You have to have sun on your face or back. That's the only way to do it. But who gives a shit? We've been in lockdown, and I kept telling Jan's my body saying, I need sun. And so 3 days ago, we started going out on the back balcony, taking off my shirt and getting sun. My body's saying, okay, that's fine for a while. You don't have to do that anymore until I tell you. I listen to my body. I don't listen to my mind. Listening to your mind will kill your body. I will tell you that.
My doctor has me taking omega-3. Is omega-3 bullshit? Or should I keep taking the omega-3?
Right. Do you eat a lot of fish, salmon?
I don't eat any fish. I mean, fish is okay, but I don't
and you had
order it.
You had better than taking omega-3.
Okay, so I'll keep taking that. I'm going to get that milk thistle, though. That sounds good.
The problem is the omega-3. And here's the other thing. All these fucking supplements, people, except the natural ground things like milk thistle, golden seal, things of that nature. Nobody has a fucking clue. Omega-3? Well, it comes in fish. Fish has 2,000 other subtle elements, minerals, and other things which we do not even understand, without which maybe that omega-3 is worthless. That's all I'm saying. If you really think you need omega-3, learn how to eat salmon. It's not that bad. 3 ounces once a week. Hold your nose. Swallow it whole because it dissolves very rapidly in the stomach. And drop the omega-3s.
John, I have one last question for you, and this is like our question that we ask just about everybody. What's your wallet situation? Do you carry a wallet? Do you have do you have a need for a wallet?
What kind of wallet? Crypto wallet? Yes,
when you go out, do you have like the leather foldable wallet that you take with you?
Have you lost your mind for what?
So you don't even have a wallet.
Well, but for what? What would I use it for? I don't get it. Listen,
James, I mean, like to buy some salmon.
Can't have a what?
Like you go to the fish market, you get some salmon. You carry like a credit card, right?
I don't do that shit. No. I transfer some crypto into someone else's pocket who toddles off and brings it back. We don't have a bank. We don't use checks. We don't have a credit card. We don't even own phones. If we had phones, we would be collected instantly. By the way, if you think you can have privacy and a smartphone, no, you've got to give up one or the other. Either give up your privacy and have a phone,
Do you have a landline?
And have a bit of privacy. Pardon?
Do you have a landline? How do you contact people?
I'm contacting you right now.
That's a really good point.
Digital medium.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
No, that's a good point. You have a good point. We are communicating right now. So my question was stupid.
I need a phone because I don't have to even hold something in my ear. I'm leaning back in my chair talking with one of these massive microphones. I don't know why they have the shield. I don't know much about mics, but I keep it where it is. And Sennheiser earbuds. The greatest sound in the world. What the fuck do I need a phone for? And with a phone, it's very hard to get a big screen where I can see everybody. If I'm doing Zoom with 50 participants, I want to break up the screen where I see four at a time. Can't do that with a phone. No, nobody needs a phone. We can't ever have a phone. You need to understand that. You can't have a phone and walk outside the box because you will be collected.
And no wallet.
What do I need a wallet for?
You don't.
We can't have money, people. We only get money. Everything is crypto. Everything is crypto. There's nothing you can't buy with it. And certainly, if I do a consulting job or someone wants promotion or whatever, if you can't pay me in crypto, then you got to hire somebody else. You're so behind the times, there's nothing I can help you with anyway. So, I get paid in crypto. All of my contractors and employees get paid in crypto. Everything is bought with crypto. Cars, houses, food, bulletproof vests, shoes, pussy. There's nothing you can't buy with crypto. Why in the hell do you need a bank account and all that old thing called fiat? Makes no sense.
It's a lot, man. I'm going to have to.
But the biggest thing is N-acetylcholine, which is the magic basis of virtually all things that happen in your body. All things. And if, in fact, you're dying from cancer or liver disease, pop a pill once a day. You'll be well within a month.
And eat some fish.
Look it up. People know about this shit?
No, I don't think we do, John. I don't want to put myself with everybody, but I don't think I knew any of that.
So we got enough time. Why don't you Google, since you already did milk thistle, apparently. Google NAC, and whatever disease you're worried about, liver, put NAC, space, liver, and see what you come up with. It is fucking magic. Oh, and I'm sorry. Coffee. 4 cups a day, minimum, if you want to live to 100. And if you don't believe that, look that up. They're just discovering it. I discovered it when I was 22. My body said, hey, more of that shit, please.
So, what's in coffee that makes you live longer?
Please, look it up. Now, if you have a heart condition, if you don't have a strong... Listen, I got a heart of a fucking bear. So I'm not worried about my heart. I don't do anything to stress it. And my liver, fuck me. And most people say, how do you survive a day on the alcohol intake? Well, coffee, NAC, and milk thistle. That's all you need.
And listen to your body, not your head, right?
Ever. Listen to your... Listen, we're just not smart enough. Listen, do you think the doctors in the 18th century, they used to open people's veins and let the bad blood out, or stupid people? Fuck me. They were the most educated, smartest people on the goddamn planet. They did the best they had with the limited knowledge they possessed and determined logically, and I understand it. If I knew what they knew, I'd say, God damn it, open a vein, you'll get well. But now we know more. But do you think we know everything? Fuck. We know 1% of what's really happening in this body, even today with our advanced, medical science. We don't know jack shit. Your body knows everything. Listen to it, not to your mind. Those who listen to the mind are going to die very soon. Not soon, but 20 years younger than you could have if you listen to your body. And if your body says drink coffee, drink it. If your body says drink booze, drink it. If your body says smoke cigarettes, smoke it. I know it sounds crazy, but I've listened to my body. I'm 74. I am as active. My mind is as sharp as it was when I was 12. You just have to listen and trust and say, brain, your job is to add 2 and 2, find the way home, figure out how to do this job in the easiest and the most efficient manner. And that's all. Stay the fuck out of the rest of life. That's your brain's job. You let your brain do everything. It's easier, isn't it? Because listening to your body, number one, it's uncomfortable if your body's uncomfortable. With your brain, you can shove those feelings down. People even do it with the goddamn emotions. You're angry, stuff it. You're frightened, stuff it. You're resentful, stuff it. You can do that with the brain. The brain knows how to do that. The body wants something, stuff it. It doesn't sound right. No, you're only supposed to have X amount of carbs, X amount of fats. And for the carbs, you have to have a certain percentage of digestive carbs and those that are converted instantly into sugar, like in potatoes. No, fuck that shit. Do you think we jack shit about what really the body is doing with fats, with carbs, with proteins, with monounsaturated fats, polyunsaturated fats, omega-3s? please, people, we don't know anything. And 100 years from now, people go, what? Those doctors in the 21st century, they had to be the stupidest people on the planet. Do you realize what they were doing? They were prescribing these things called supplements, taking from a whole product, a whole fish, and taking one thousandth of its substance and saying, this is what cures you. Omega-3s. Oh, fuck that shit. It won't. Your body will tell you what cures it. And I've got to warn folks. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you, Chuck.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
WFOD.
So, guys, that was John McAfee.
Woo!
Right? Now,
woo.
So,
well, I'm exhausted after that one.
So, Matt was there, Travis.
Mm-hmm.
For a brief period of it.
I'm comforted when Matt is there. I feel like I have backup.
It's nice to just have somebody with you.
Right. But what happens is...
I feel bad because for the last two that we've done... they've kind of gone a little bit longer than I expected, but like not especially this one, but there was a work issue that came up as we were talking, and I had to dip out really quick.
Yeah, well, I mean, we typically do about 15, 20 minutes with a guest, right. But in the last couple of months, Matt, I'd say that we've had like three of the like better podcast guests that
Right. Very
podcast
talkative.
They have.
Yeah, they like to go on.
You just kind of got to say, hey, John, tell us about prison. And like your show's programmed for the next 20 minutes, you know?
Those prison stories, though, right? Are they not just the best?
Yeah. So like I'm comforted throughout the day, Travis, thinking, oh, okay, well, I got Matt there. But then like 15, 20 minutes into talking to John McAfee, who's a brilliant man. I mean, he has some interesting theories, but I mean,
and what a voice on that guy.
Yeah. You can't deny that guy's fucking, he's a smart guy. And I'm a simp, Travis. So, you know, I'm sitting here talking one-on-one with this fucking guy. I'm like, now I'm really fucking panicking. So, I'm talking to him and he's talking to me about, how I should eat some fish, and I hear upstairs my goddamn dog is like barfing, and like I can hear her barfing.
Like that retching sound.
Yeah, and I can hear the splatters, and I know something upstairs is getting fucked up. And like I don't want to be rude to John McAfee because the man can make things very difficult for us. He's he has friends in high places, I believe. And that's another thing is before we got contacted with John McAfee, Matt is assuring me that the goddamn cartels are going to come looking for us.
All right. No, you said that the cartel is after McAfee. And I said to you, oh, well, you don't want to fuck with the cartel. Like the cartel, they always have methods, right? Like they have methods of getting to whomever. So if they think that you have any idea of where he's at, you know, all of a sudden fucking MS-13 is going to show up in your fucking house at 1 a.m.
I just hope some fucking people understand the tightrope I'm walking here. I'm talking to a brilliant man while my dog's barfing. Can hear my dog barfing. And I'm thinking about these cartels cutting my dick off. So there's a lot going on, and I do it all for you, the people.
The people.
That's the right. People.
So, yeah, guys, at Official McAfee, tweet him, tell him you heard him here. We sure would like him to know that his time was appreciated. And, yeah, guys, picks of the week, drunk pick of the week?
Yeah, drunk's pick of the week is Bud Light, hashtag not a sponsor.
Matt, pick of the week?
Oh, gosh. Put me on the spot here.
Kim Jong-un's health and recovery? I know you're concerned.
I am concerned about that. I honestly thought when I asked John McAfee about Kim Jong-un that it would just – because he seems like a little bit of a conspiracy type of guy.
A little bit.
He was – That went nowhere. Like he just kind of shot that down.
He just said, "Yeah, man, I've never met him."
He's a no nonsense guy. Like it seems like a lot of the things that he wants to get into and talk about is nonsense, but he's a no nonsense guy. If that makes any sense,
Matt, I was hell set on avoiding cryptocurrency because, like, I don't get it. I don't see how, yeah. Like, I can't just, like, give all my money to, like, a guy named Jeff who started Jeff Coin. And then Jeff just takes my money and says, you have 50 Jeff Coins. And then, like, I can't do anything with my Jeff Coins.
Oh, I bought some Jeff Coins last year for $18. And now they're worth, like, $3.
Yeah, I don't get it. I'm sure people a lot smarter than, again, Travis, I'm a simple man. I don't get cryptocurrency. I'm sure it's a thing, but I don't get it. So
yeah, I don't really understand it myself. I understand that there's a limited amount of Bitcoin out there and that people are trying to mine for it. I don't know how you mine for it, but people have spent, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars to build these mining servers.
Lots of risk.
Travis,
wish that I bought it when it was like a couple of dollars a Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's worth thousands. So
Travis, pick of the week?
Up to the point when it was like 30,000. Yeah,
it's like Amazon stock. Same deal. Yeah. My pick of the week this week is Norton antivirus.
Travis, pick of the week. I don't think that I have mentioned it yet on the program, but I've been watching Little Dicky has a show on called Dave, and it's really good. So if you haven't checked that out, there's been a bunch of episodes of it, and it's good every week. It's kind of like Louie, but instead of Louie, it's Little Dicky, and he raps instead of does comedy. You know what I mean by that, Matt? It's kind of a slice of life.
A slice of life, yeah.
Yeah, slice of life is what it is. So, guys, we did it. Drunk, I appreciate you. The people, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, Mike.
We'll do it again next week. God bless you. And, yeah, that's it.
Did she suck, though, dear?
Hey, the rails are caught now.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.
So we'll save Kim Jong-un
from himself
for the next episode.
Why?
Because it's only going to be a 10 minutes before. Well, 10 minutes
because
after.
That's the first thing you bring up when we talk to McAfee. So if we bust out 10 minutes to do for the McAfee episode, Matt, then like.
So you're saying that if when you go live and you introduce every person.
Oh, God damn it, Matt.
And I say, what happened to Kim Jong-un in response? It'll mess things up?
Yeah. No, yeah. So don't do that because we're going to save that for the 10.
Okay.
Should we just do the 10 minutes? Because you're gonna do it, aren't you?
What? What do you mean?
You're gonna ruin everything. So, Matt, what do you think about this Kim Jong-un?
Who?